Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Oh, we've been talking about it for a while. It is finally here, Josiah. Our first ever catch-up together.
I've made it, Ellie.
You've made it.
Very excited.
You don't sound excited. You sound exhausted.
I am so tired. Get me home right now.
I know. We've had a long day. This is like the final thing on the checklist is get the catch-up done so we can get out of here and go sleep.
Yeah, we promise next time will be the first thing on our list.
Yeah? When we're still up and about from the show?
Yeah.
I know. By 9 o'clock, we're pretty drained anyway.
Very
so really,
true.
Anything we do after nine is not going to be our best.
That's true, but we do have a cracking podcast for you to get
yeah,
to, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. Luckily, we gave you all the good stuff when we were actually on air. So that is what is in this catch-up. I talk about some undies that I've bought. Don't get too, you know, hot and heavy under the collar. When I talk about that.
My favourite break of the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because you're imagining me in my undies.
Yeah.
Come, your farm, buddy. Ew. I'm taken. Which is also something that I'm going to be talking about in this catch-up. My boyfriend, because I like to talk about him in case you hadn't noticed.
His name's Gavin, if you didn't know that for the 50th time.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about animals eating stuff they shouldn't. You know, the whole drill. So enjoy the first ever you can say it for me. What's our names again?
Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah and Ellie. Nailed it.
Enjoy. Kisses.
Kisses? Hold on. I was about to stop that. Kisses?
Yeah, it's my thing. I sign off with it on podcast.
Please,
kisses.
Please never do it again.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
We're going to have to get to know each other. The Goulburn Valley is going to have to get to know you. They know me now. By now. We're best mates. All of us. But yesterday, actually on Monday, we've been in the last 2 days doing a bit of team building. You know, team bonding.
Oh, and the things we've learned about each other.
The things we've learned. It's like when you get a new co-host, it's like going speed dating. You know, it's like we've got to learn as much as we can about each other.
It's like being an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
They've just been like, you guys are married.
Exactly.
Work each other out and make it work.
Yeah, yeah. And so our boss sat us down on Monday and gave us a questionnaire, 50 question questionnaire. And we had to write down answers about ourselves. And so we thought it'd be fun to bring the questionnaires in and
Ooh,
go through them throughout
can
the show
I kick
today.
It off?
Yeah.
Because there's something I didn't know about you. So your name's obviously Ellie. Everyone knows you as Ellie.
Oh.
Am I allowed to say what your full name is? Because I don't know what's worse or what you don't like. More your full first name, which I didn't know, or your middle name.
I think I hate my full first name more.
Which is Eleanor Rose. Oh. Eleanor Rose.
Oh.
Did not know that.
I
like
that a big secret. So the fact that that was literally question number one was what is your first name? I was like, God, I was hoping you wouldn't find this out for
months. You could have told us your full name's just Ellie.
Yeah, I know, but I'm an honest person. You know that. My dad's a judge. I've got to be honest. I can't tell lies.
A little goody two shoes. Lucky I'm on this show. What did you learn about me, Ellie?
Okay, one of the questions was what are you really good at? Really in caps. And you've written talking, great, because you're on the radio. Sport, yep, fair enough, cool. The third one was the one that really got me. Your face, you're like, what did I write?
I actually forgot what I wrote.
You wrote flirting.
Oh.
You're really good at flirting.
I mean, I wouldn't say that about myself, but I did.
You did.
So,
it's in your writing. There's
we'll
no
see
one
about
forced
that.
Your hand with
Let
that
the people
one, buddy.
Of the Goulburn Valley judge that
one. You're just going to line up the girls and try and flirt with them.
Yeah.
And the guys.
I'll see at the deck and we'll work it out. What are you really good at, Ellie? And the funny thing is with your answers, the same things kept popping up on every question throughout the 50. You're good at drinking Coke Zero.
Yeah.
We know that. You're good at rapping.
Yeah.
And you're good at gags.
Yeah.
Gags.
They call me Gags Chaney because I'm hilarious because I tell good gags.
Yes. And about for the next like 10 questions, the answer just happened to be Coke Zero, Coke Zero, Coke Zero. And I reckon since we started on Monday, how many do you have a day?
Maybe two.
No, you got to be sponsored by Coke.
Oh, Coke. If you're looking for a sponsor, you should say I made a petition when they decided to shut down Coke Zero to save Coke Zero because they said they were going to discontinue it. Luckily, they haven't. But I started a petition. Hey, sign it, guys.
The other one is it asks for your weaknesses. Again, you said Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm.
The other two were cheeseburgers and chips. The funniest thing and what I love about this answer is we have a McDonald's directly across the road.
Yeah.
How dangerous is that?
Very dangerous.
That's,
do you know what?
That's literally a cheeseburger meal, is your weakness.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Except, do you know what? I don't think I've got one from there yet. I think. I'm trying to think of it.
Oh, really? On my first day here, I got the hotcakes straight away. So good.
Okay, well, we've learned a lot about me. We will be touching back in with these surveys as the show goes in. Touching?
touching. No, I'm not into that sort of thing. Or speaking of touching, you one of the questions were, are you affectionate? Your answer was not overly.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for your boyfriend.
I am with him. I'm not like you going up and touching people on the street and flirting with them,
I'm
buddy.
Not that creepy.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Josiah, you may not know this about me yet, but I'm a real sting.
As in a tight ass?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like I'm generous when it comes to like buying you drinks, not you specifically, but just, you know, getting around.
Yeah, you haven't bought me a drink yet.
I haven't.
We've been out twice since I've been here as well.
All right, this Friday it's on. Don't you worry.
And I bought you one.
Whoa, you're being very accusatory right now. Calm your farm.
Okay, so you're a sting. Yeah, I know.
I'm a sting. But I didn't know that my boyfriend knew that about me because we're still in the early stages, right? I was still, you know, like buy him stuff or, I mean, yes, I let him buy me stuff sometimes, but I'm still trying to be like, yeah, I earn heaps of money. I'm in radio.
So does he know this from hanging out with you or from your, you have a reputation?
Well, I don't know. He's obviously just picked up on it somehow because the other night we were having, I called him and I was like, hey, babe, guess what? I bought some sexy undies today.
Oh, gross.
Hey, we need to get to know each other. It's our first show. Calm
You're
down.
My radio wife, not my real wife. I don't want to know what you're buying on the weekends.
Well, maybe.
But seriously, were they sexy?
Take your headphones off now then because I'm going to go into more detail.
Great.
But I always wear black Bonds undies, like nonstop. Yep. That's just my go-to. They're comfortable. They do the job. They're great. Black Bonds undies. Sponsor me, Bonds, if you're listening. But I decided, Gav always teases me about them. Oh, you got your granny undies on again. So I was like, I'm going to get some sexy undies for you. So I saw some the other day. I was like, great. I bought four pairs.
Bonds white undies?
I branched out from the Bonds. I know. I've gone against what I believe in because he's coming here this weekend.
There's no Victoria's Secret in Shepparton,
is
there?
There's no Victoria's Secret, unfortunately. If it is, it's a secret in Victoria. Hey, see what I did there?
No, I don't.
Anyway, so I saw these undies, bought them, called him up, and I was like, guess what, babe? I bought some sexy undies. Can't wait for you to get here. First thing he said, did you buy them from Kmart? I was like, no, I did not buy them from Kmart. He goes, big W. I was like, no. Oh. And then his third guess, Target. I was like, dude, what are you, like,
what was the fourth thing
unfair.
You said, FaceTime right now?
But then he was like, oh, that's cool. Like, so where'd you get them from? And eventually I couldn't hide it any longer. I got them from Cotton On Body.
Oh, that's, I get that. Like, that's all right. I mean, it's a step up. I'll give
yeah,
you that.
Yeah, wait, though. They're on sale for $2 each.
Of course they were. $2. So your plain black Bonds undies would be more expensive
like
than the sexy
pop.
Underwear you bought now. So how did Gav react to that? Does he know now that they're
$2? Yeah, I told him, and he just laughed. He was like, you are such a bloody sting.
Did you find them sexy, though?
Well, that's the thing. He hasn't seen them yet, so I'll keep you posted. I probably won't. I probably won't give you an update.
Should we do like an Instagram or a Facebook Live with the moment you reveal them to Gav, or is that?
I don't know. I feel like maybe not.
Maybe not.
I don't think the GV's ready for me to Instagram myself in my underwear yet. I don't think they ever will be.
Well, maybe that's what the Golden Valley needs.
Maybe that's the best way to launch this new show. Josiah and Ellie, check out the Instagram for Ellie's undies pics.
Well, we need our promo shots to be taken. Mm. We were having a chat with our boss yesterday about that. So maybe in our promo shots, it's me looking normal and it's you and your little black ones. Or your new Cotton On ones.
No, the new Cotton On man, the sexy ones. All right, well, I'll keep you posted. Monday morning, I'll tell you how it goes.
Josiah and Ellie, hit 96.9.
I want to know 13, 12, 16, what did your animal accidentally eat or drink? I'm taking you over to Germany where two hedgehogs are recovering from what is likely a shocking hangover after being found next to a broken bottle of eggnog.
Oh,
only in Germany,
God.
Right? In the land known for their beer, two hedgehogs have been found passed out next to a bottle of eggnog.
Exactly. You think if you're in Germany, they'd be found passed out next to like a big stein or something, or like at Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Surely there's some drunk hedgehogs.
Some backpackers have left a couple of beers on the side and they've just gotten into it. No, they were found in a park by police and they'd been literally blacked out from drinking all the eggnog.
Did they sound like this? That's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, no, it wasn't Sonic the Hedgehog.
Devo.
I wish it was, though. Imagine seeing Sonic passed out.
Yeah.
That'd be someone dressed up as Sonic at Oktoberfest next to some eggnog.
It'd be a good new video game.
No,
Sonic
the Drunk
Hedgehog.
If that was true, no, there are photos of the two little hedgehogs passed out, the poor things. It is okay. Well, one of them's sobered up. He's apparently back on his feet. The other one's still hammered.
How long? wrong?
This is overnight in Germany. They've just found it. This has just happened overnight.
It's breaking news out of Germany.
No, but I want to know, have you found or an animal drunk? I want to be drunk
when I wake up. So you're like Ed Sheeran's song. You want to be drunk?
Obviously, we don't encourage this. Yeah, like, don't feed your animals alcohol.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, okay, 13, 12, 16. What's your animal accidentally drunk or eaten? Eaten, because sometimes they eat, like if they eat chocolate, God, that does not end well.
Well, they got up, my dog once got up on our table and ate a whole block of cheese and she was vomiting all afternoon. Like a dog's not meant to eat a whole block of tasty cheese.
Did it sound like this?
My dog wasn't Sonic the Hedgehog, no. No, but I do have a story actually from when I was younger and I had all the boys over to my parents' house and they're listening at the moment. So I'm not sure if they know this, but we had a little Mexican fighting fish. You know, those
I thought you were going to say like Mexican fighting ring with like dogs and stuff. Jeez.
Yeah, we'd feed them alcohol and let them go to the death.
No, like, where is this going?
We're not that illegal. No, we had a little Mexican fighting fish.
Yeah.
They've got a lifespan of 6 months.
Yeah.
One night all the boys were over, one of the boys decided it would be funny to tip some vodka into its tank, right?
Oh, geez.
I was stressing, thinking this thing's going to be gone for sure.
Yep.
This is about 3 months into its life.
Right.
The thing ended up living for 3.5 years. So 3 years over its, you know, life expectancy, and I put it all down to the vodka.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't encourage it once
again. Obviously, don't go feeding you.
But I want stories like that this morning. Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9. Well, we are taking your calls, 13, 12, 16. We want to know, what did your animal accidentally eat or drink after two hedgehogs in Germany were found passed out next to a bottle of eggnog?
Yeah, they sounded a lot like this, we think.
Sonic the Hedgehog, yes.
It's not real audio, but that's what we're guessing. Zoe from Tat, have you had an animal accidentally eat something? Have you gotten them drunk? What's your story?
No, I got a little puppy like 2 weeks ago and he eats everything.
Oh, it's hard when they're in that stage, isn't it? Because you just don't know what they're going to, like, is a shoe tasty to them? Probably.
Yeah, all of my shoes are like super tasty to him. But last night I was making dinner and he was in the kitchen and all of his toys were around him, but he ate a wooden doorstop, like fully ate it.
What, he completely swallowed the whole thing, chewed it to pieces or?
Yeah, he like chewed it into little pieces and then some of it was missing and I was like, oh my God, he's like got splinters in his stomach because he's eaten this whole thing.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Did he have splinters in his stomach?
Nah, he was all right. He eats everything. He's used to it.
You might have to wait till it comes out the other end, then you'll be able to say yes or no.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that bit.
Oh, imagine splinters coming out the other end. Can we just like stop and think about that for a hot second?
Imagine.
Oh, well, you say imagine like it's happened to you. Splinter bum Josiah, that's what we're going to call you from now on.
It's not a bad radio name.
Yeah. You're getting up with Splinter Bum and Ellie. Yeah, doesn't work as well.
Let's not go with that.
Well, thank you for your call, Zoe. I hope that your puppy does all right and doesn't eat any more doorstops. Good luck with that, buddy. It sounds tough.
Thanks, guys. Josiah and Ellie. Hit
96.9. I want to start things quite serious. Ellie, I want to talk about the L word.
Yeah?
Do you know what the L word is?
Lake.
Close. Not the lake.
No?
I want to talk about love.
Oh, loser?
Well, it's not loser.
I prefer to talk about losers, if that's okay.
No, because I know that L word makes you very awkward, and that is why I'm bringing it up.
No!
Now, you're in a new relationship. As we all know, you say your partner's name about 40 times every show. What is it?
Gavin.
Hey, Gavin. I haven't met Gavin yet, but I look forward to it this weekend.
Oh, God. He'll be listening.
Now, tell me this. How long have you been together?
Officially, like a month and a half.
Okay.
Dating for like 6.
So this could hopefully get very awkward. Have you said the L word?
Yeah.
You have? I didn't pick that. No. I genuinely thought you wouldn't have said the L word yet. Who dropped it first?
I did.
Ooh.
Because I knew that he did already. I like just, everyone had told me I knew, but like I was.
So why didn't he say it then?
Because he didn't want to say it and get rejected if he wasn't sure if I did. Because he was like, I don't know if she does.
So what, you took the risk instead? He waited for you?
Yeah, there was no doubt
in my
mind.
As a guy, it's better when the girl does because we don't want to have to. I see what he's done.
Yeah.
However, he should.
He should have said it.
No,
because if he'd said it too early on, which I, like, he loved me from the start. Of course he did.
So was it love at first sight? Do you believe in that?
No, not at all. I mean, well, that was really.
So what, you hated him and now you love him. Is that what you're saying?
I did not hate him at all. Oh, God.
Look how defensive you're
getting. I'm getting very nervous. No, so we went on a date and then he was like, yeah, let's catch up again. I was like, yeah, cool. Like, not against catching up again, but I was very busy at the time and I was not looking for anything. So I kind just of fun. Was just like, no, just like, yeah, just a bit
just
of fun.
Lust, just going the up. Other L word.
Oh, God. Anyway, so he was like, let's go on a date next week. And then I just was too busy. Like, so we kind of lost contact. And then we bumped into each other a few months later and that's when we started seeing each
okay,
other.
Okay, so from that moment till now, how long's that been?
That would be like 8 or 9 months.
Okay, cool. And how far in did you say love?
I only said love like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, had you had a few drinks?
No.
Oh, really? You said off. Good on you.
Because he did something. There was a moment that I was like, okay, I do. Because I had a really, really bad day and like a really bad time. And I called him in tears and I was like, oh, this is horrible. And then the next day I had to do a show. And he set his alarm and got up at 4 o'clock Perth time to listen to that show to make sure that I was doing okay. And I was like, do you know what? That's a really nice thing to do. I love that, dude.
Oh, you said it like that?
Yeah, I didn't know, but I waited till then he came over to shit.
Oh, right, before
and
you
so
said
I could
it.
Say it to
had
his
there
face.
Been a few moments before that, you know, you almost accidentally say it. You're just on the phone and you're like, oh, see you later, love.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, you're awesome, like you.
Yeah. Speak soon. He would always do that. It was always really awkward. He'd just be like, I like you. I was like, that's...
So what? So we reckon 6 months it took you, or was it sooner?
Before I felt it or
yeah.
before I said
no,
it?
No, before you said it.
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months. I feel like I've got a rule. Well, it's not really a rule. I guess every relationship's different. You say it when you have to say it.
Yeah.
But I reckon 6 months is about the mark it's okay to start dropping. Anything before then, it's too soon.
Even if you're like official from day one, because we were only official for like a month. But you know what? I think if I'm like this guy enough to make him my boyfriend, because that's a big commitment, especially at this age, like
especially
he could be
you.
My husband, especially for me, the way I am at the deck. I feel like you've got to love them to make that commitment anyway.
I still think lust is the real word that you are chasing there because no. Gavin is a stallion.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Josiah, you're new to the Golden Valley, new to Shepparton. So you may have missed last week that we had a crime against humanity, really.
Really?
I'm going to call it. It was the biggest crime to hit the Golden Valley in years. B1, the cow, the moving art, it got stolen from Kidstown, ripped clean off the concrete slab that it lived on.
Now, can we get an update? So it hasn't been found yet? Is that right?
No. So it's been maybe 10 days now since it happened.
So B1's gone. So what about B2?
B2's just chilling there. It's like crying every night.
B2 would be very lonely.
Yeah.
Poor B2.
He's been caught unawares.
Maybe today or tomorrow we could go visit B2 just to make sure he's okay.
Oh,
or
yeah,
she.
Bring him some like Coke Zero or something. I reckon it's a he. Yeah. The bananas in pyjamas are you know, he's,
it's 2018,
right?
You can't assume, you can never assume gender anymore, Ellie.
Gender diversity, it's a thing. We've got the same toilets at stadiums these days.
And we do at the radio station as well.
Yeah, true. So you came to the Goulburn Valley having heard this story and wanting to act on
it. Yeah, I'm not happy because I think, you know, the Moving Art Festival, you know, is part of this city. It's part of the GV.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is up to you and I.
Mm-hmm.
We should take responsibility upon ourselves to find B1.
All right. So you want to launch like an investigation?
Absolutely, I do.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, let's start at the beginning. I visited the crime scene. I scrubbed it for DNA.
What did you find?
I picked up a leaf at the scene. Does that count as scrubbing it for DNA?
No,
it doesn't. I've got the leaf in my car.
Yep.
I don't know how to test it. I'll have to YouTube that. So I've been there. I didn't pick up too many clues from that. So we can scratch that off.
What I don't understand is we're talking about a big size fake cow.
Yeah. It's not necessarily fake. It's got feelings.
Yeah, it does. It's got a heart.
It's
obviously
got a family.
B2 was crying. So yeah, they do have feelings and a heart.
Yeah.
No, but what I don't understand is how can it, it's not like it's a real cow. It's not like you take it and it's been used for dinner.
No, so you're not milking it every morning.
It's got to be in someone's back garden in their lounge room. Someone in the GV knows where it is and we want you to help us.
Mm, we do. We want you to call us. We're like the Crime Stoppers of the GV.
I mean, we should probably have left this to the police. But we aren't happy and we want this solved ASAP.
Yeah, so if you've got any information, call us. 13 12 16, let's get these buggers. But over the next week or so, we're going to delve further into this investigation. We want to talk to a private investigator. You know, get some information on just what it takes to commit a heinous crime such as this.
Another person I want to talk to, and I think you've tracked him down, he's coming on the show tomorrow, is Tank, the man behind the cows. He's a superstar. His artwork is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I read in the paper yesterday, he was saying how sick he is of having to make new cows because this is the third. If he has to make another B1, this will be the third one he's made.
Oh, he's angry. He's angry. All right, we'll talk to him on tomorrow's show. Until then, if you've got any information, hit us up. Hit GV on Instagram. Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page. Call us 13 12 16 whenever.
B2, we've got your back.
We do, buddy.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last week we did a bit of getting to know you before you arrived and before you came on the show because, you know, you're going to be with us every morning now, so we want to know a bit about you. We learnt that you're Albanian.
That's true, and there's a lot in the Goulburn Valley, so I'm very excited to meet all the Albanians, most likely my cousins that are out there.
Yeah, you're probably related
to
all
of them.
So
come up to me, say g'day.
Yeah, we learned that. We learned that if you're a vegetable, you'd be celery.
That's true, because there's not much to me.
Mm. Yeah, which is so duel. But let's do a bit more.
We are getting to know each other a little too well.
So on our first day, when you first arrived here, our boss sat us down, made us fill out a questionnaire of 50 questions about ourselves, which we then swapped so we could learn more about each other.
I'm going to quickly, I've got two of yours I just want to touch on first.
Oh, God.
I found your answers quite contradictory.
Okay.
If that's a word. Did I say that right?
You did. You nailed it.
Cool. He asked us, do you like kids?
Mm.
Your answer was a bit. A bit. What does that even mean?
Because I like kids, but I'm a bit awkward around them. I'm really bad with newborns. If you give me a newborn, I'm the stiffest person ever.
Yeah,
just
so you're holding the baby like a meter out from your chest.
Yeah, like holding a football. Like, I don't know what I'm doing with it.
But then the next question was, do you want to be a parent? You said yes.
Yeah,
so you like kids a bit, but you want to be a parent.
Do you know what? I'm most scared that I'm going to like corrupt them or break them or something. That's my real issue.
So you're going to be the one that takes your baby to the deck on a Friday night and you've got a school in your hand.
If it's my baby, I can do what I want.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get one of those baby bunting things that hold it to my chest, two hands free on the dance floor. It's going to be great. I'm excited. The thing that struck me most about your questionnaire, one of the questions, question number 32, tell us about your family. Are you close? You've written too close.
Oh, yeah. And then after I wrote that, I'm like, that sounds a bit weird.
Yeah. What does too close mean? Like, do you guys bath together?
No, we don't have showers together. I stopped doing that when I was 23. Dad and I haven't done that for a few years now.
Well, good on you.
Yeah. No, I've got two younger sisters, so I'm just that older, overprotective brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I call my parents every day. So I'm close as in that close. And I try to have dinner with them once a week as well.
Are they listening right now?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
Everyone's listening. To them? Grandparents, parents. Yeah, thanks for listening. I know it's my first show and you probably won't listen to this, but I hope you're listening and hi.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. The other thing that stuck out to me, question number 7, do you like sports? Which one? You said every sport. Okay. Oh,
there isn't a sport I don't like.
Quidditch?
I will give it a try.
Oh yeah, do you know the rules?
Yes, Harry Potter. That's all I know.
That is the rule.
Put two and two together. No, I love my AFL, my soccer, my football. Diehard rugby league fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a racket at me at tennis. Doesn't matter what it is, I love it.
What about badminton?
I have played badminton. I used to have a badminton set at home and I used to play with my sisters. There you go.
What's the ball called in badminton?
It's called a spatchcock.
Close.
That's what you cook
isn't
for dinner.
A spatchcock like a ham or something?
It's a little baby chicken. That'll do, spatchcock. What is it?
Shuttlecock.
That's the one. I knew it had the C word in it somewhere.
Of course you do, you dirty bird.
Yeah, my mind went there.
All right. Well, we will keep continuing to get to know Josiah as the days go on. That's just a...
Am I interesting enough now?
I don't know. We'll let the people decide, I guess.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Single. I want to help you out right now. Because I'm in love.
How much help are you going to be?
I'm seeing life through rose-colored glasses 1.5 months into my relationship.
Yeah, we learned earlier that you said I love you to your boyfriend Gavin after what, 2 days of knowing each other?
Calm your farm. A lot more than that. I'm not some. You got messages from your friends being like, whoa, she said I love you after 1.5 months.
Be careful, mate. you're in the same room. She's a freak.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Accurate representation. But no, there's a new dating trend. Now, we've heard of ghosting.
Yes.
When you are, you know, pretending that you don't like people, you're not talking to them, whatever. There's heaps. There's breadcrumbing, there's orbiting.
I haven't heard of breadcrumbing.
Breadcrumbing is when you just reach out to them once in a while. Like, just keep them on the hook.
Like and they're a crumb.
Yeah.
I love that word. Calling someone a crumb.
Oh, I feel like that's really degrading.
Yeah, it is.
Orbiting is the same thing. I think you post a video every now and again for them. I don't know. I lose track. But
right.
There's a new one.
Cool.
Gatsbying.
As in the Great Gatsby?
As in the Great Gatsby, yep. So Gatsbying is when you post something on Instagram or on your socials purely so one particular person will see it.
Wait, so even though you have 1,000 followers. Good one. On Insta.
Yeah.
You're posting just because you're trying to get the attention of that one person.
Yeah.
Now, why? I haven't seen the movie, so what's that got to do with? Why is it called Gatsby?
Oh, in The Great Gatsby, he throws these massive, lavish parties. Everyone knows about Gatsby's party because he's trying to impress this one girl.
Right.
Who has a partner. Like Dirty Dog Gatsby, by the way. This is a story for another time. But yeah, this is one thing. And so you know how like a lot of people do it. And I admit I've done it before. What? Not pursuing
Instagram
guys.
Or?
Yeah, you check who's watched your story because you can check who's seen your story.
Yes.
And I mean, I don't do this all the time, but if you want one particular person to see it, I don't know, like an ex-boyfriend, again, not saying I've done that.
That's a bit stalkerish though.
I haven't done it, but I'm just giving examples.
Who has the time to go through who's seen their stories?
Oh, not all of us have 4,000 followers on Instagram, mate.
4.5.
Do you want to plug your socials? Nah.
Yeah, please do.
But yeah, no, I think it's a real thing, but it just makes you think like dating in the modern age, it's bloody stressful. It's a jungle. There's all these things to comprehend. Is that the best way to get someone by posting someone?
Well, I've got this radio gig just to try and impress one person.
Oh, who?
Mia, my girlfriend.
Aww.
No, that's honestly, it's the only reason I got this show, to just get girls, I guess, you know, just get behind the big mic and see what happens.
Is your girlfriend listening right now?
Yeah, sorry, I'd take that back.
Okay,
I'm not as tough as I sound behind this microphone.
Okay, well, be warned, single people. It is a jungle out there. If you need any help, obviously, I am.
Can I just quickly give some advice to single people?
Yeah, of course.
Trust me, I'm probably the last person that should be giving it out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about all this gadsping and orbiting, crumbing, whatever it's called, all this sort of stuff. I'll tell you the one thing, and you met Gav, I think you've said before, on Tinder. Is that right?
Initially.
Stuff all those things.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to speak to someone is Instagram direct message. Slide into the DMs.
Really?
Big advocate of it. So many mates it's worked for. And the good thing about it is it doesn't matter who they are, a person with 100 followers or it could be a celebrity. You can hit them up and just hope that your witty banter on Instagram, it could work. Just try it today, guys. Find a celeb, send them a DM and you'll end up dating them.
Well, big call. If you have success with that, let us know.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
The first show, just about done,
Josiah. I think we did all right.
Yeah, we did great. Your phone's been going off all morning from family and friends messaging you. We've had an Instagram message from your grandmother.
Yeah, she's our number one fan, Grandma. She's been listening since the start of the show. She wouldn't tune off for a second.
Well, I thought we'd get in touch with your grandma because if she is indeed your biggest fan, she would have been listening since 6 o'clock. So we've got her now on the line. Hello, Grandma.
Hello.
Hi, Grandma.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been listening since 6 o'clock.
Oh, thank you. I've got Ellie with me.
Hi, Grandma. Oh, I call you Grandma too?
You can. Hello, Ellie. How are you?
Oh, good. I love you already.
Ellie, I've got all the material you want on Josiah.
Do you? Can you give us anything right now, like straight off the bat? What have you got?
No, I'll get back to you in the future.
Oh, good, Grandma. You've learned
but
well.
Listen, Ellie, just ask him where he got his blue eyes from.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't from Albania.
No, oh. I got my blue eyes from my grandma, didn't I?
You sure did. but his eyebrows came from Albania.
All right.
What do you think of our first show?
I think it's great, Jay. It's... yeah, lovely. I love the guy tooting his horn outside. That was fantastic.
Yeah, the people are loving him. He's getting tooted from the street already. I've been here 5 months and I haven't been tooted from the street yet.
Oh, I think we'll toot you. We'll come up. We're going to come down there soon and we'll be tooting.
Oh, we'll get you on the radio. We'll get you in the studio, Grandma.
Oh, no, don't go there.
Is there anything you think he can improve on?
You're talking to the wrong one.
He's perfect.
Grandma, you don't have to say that.
I'm his number one fan, Ellie.
Oh.
Are you crying?
Nearly.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Grandma. Tears equal ratings.
Yeah, exactly. The more the better.
Yeah, you blend beautiful together. That's all I can say.
Oh,
thanks, Grandma.
Too kind. Yeah. We'll get you on every day, I reckon.
And you know, your music's just as good as 2CH.
Oh. There you go. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on our show. I'm sure we'll check in with you pretty regularly.
All the best, both of you.
Thanks, Grandma. Have a lovely day. I love you.
You too. Love you too.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.